What spurred your interest in medieval history in Britain? You've done a lot of work in this area.
I've been working on it for about 15 years now. It was the first subject I ever studied on my first day in university. And I just fell in love with all these amazing stories from this period, everything from the Magna Carta, Henry II and Thomas Becket, the Black Death, the Hundred Years' War, the Wars of the Roses, which is the subject of the new book. There were just all these amazing stories just waiting to be told, and I'm just really enthusiastic about sharing them with people.
Well, let's talk about your new book. It's a follow-up to The Plantagenets, in which you explored the rise of that dynasty, and now you recount its destruction and apparently a lot of it self-inflicted.
A lot of it is self-inflicted, and it's the most extraordinary period of about 100 years, so less than 100 years, really. And in fact, the period in which the dynasty just collapses on itself, there's kind of 15 years where the crown of England changes hands violently five times, back and forth and back and forth. And at the end of it, I mean, there are so many battles, really bloody and vicious battles. Whole families wiped out. There's almost no one left standing except for one man with a crown on his head, and that's Henry Tudor, who establishes an even more famous dynasty, the Tudors.
We're a lot more familiar with the Tudors.
I know. The Tudors have kind of, they've been the A-listers for too long, and I think it's time we move back into the 15th century and start looking at the Plantagenets and enjoying all those stories.
What is the, let's talk about the symbol of the rose. How important was that? What did that mean?
Well, the Wars of the Roses, I mean, it's right there in the name, isn't it? And this was mainly an invention by the Tudors to justify what had happened after the Battle of Bosworth, 1485, where Richard III was killed and Henry Tudor established the Tudor dynasty. And I guess your listeners will be familiar with the Tudor rose, its red and white petals, kind of in concentric circles. And that really stands for what we think about when we think of the Wars of the Roses. It's the red rose of Lancaster on one side, the white rose of York on the other, and then the Tudors claim to have combined those two families. But what I'm trying to do is get people to think about it a little bit differently and say it wasn't really like that at all. You know, Shakespeare's version of history really sort of prints that into our minds. All the plays kind of reinforce that image of the wars, but the reality was very different, and there was, I guess, the overriding sense people had at the time was that they didn't know what was going on. We have letters. We have a letter from an ambassador writing back to Milan in Italy, where he was from, saying he wished England and all the people would be cast into the sea because it felt like he was going to the torture every time he had to write about it, because this was such a messy, chaotic time. And I've tried to get a bit more of that feeling into the books. It feels much more like Game of Thrones, let's say, than it feels like Shakespeare.
Well, as you well know, Americans have long been fascinated with Britain's royal families, past and present. Why do you think that is? Is it because we don't have a royal family of our own?
Well, it could be. I was outside the hospital when Kate Middleton gave birth to Prince George. You might remember this a couple of years ago, and I was talking to a news crew down there, and an American couple came past. And we started talking to them, and they said, oh, we're so excited to be here, you know, to be around the hospital in London when the prince is going to be born. And I said to them, just as a joke, really, wouldn't it be nice if America had a monarchy? And they said, yeah, we'd love to have a king. I think you missed a bit of American history here. You know, you got rid of the king a long time ago. But I think there is a fascination with the monarchy. There is, it's all part of that sort of mystique and myth of British history.
Well, the name of the book is The Wars of the Roses, and Dan Jones is the author. Dan, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to meeting you at the library.
Can't wait.